Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for a fight, because this week's Discovery sets out in search of an escaped killer. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, in author Rick Gavin's hilarious Delta Capers, Repo Man Nick Reed and his sidekick Desmond have found themselves brawling with all kinds of layabouts, troublemakers, and even a few hardened criminals. And in their latest adventure, Nowhere Nice, their troubled past comes back to haunt them. Well, the story finds Nick and Desmond, and yet another gang of quirky Delta characters, heading off on a quest to find a ruthless escaped convict before he finds them. In 2011's Ranchero, the duo's run-in with meth dealer Guy Boudreau resulted in a prison term for him and hundreds of thousands of dollars in hidden drug money for them. So when he breaks out of prison, Nick and Desmond know that they, and everyone who contributed to Boudreau's arrest, are in serious trouble. Well, if you're looking for wacky adventures and crazy characters, you can't go wrong with a Rick Gavin novel. This time around, as Nick and Desmond head out in search of Boudreau, they collect a truckload of wacky Delta dwellers who are all in danger of the drug lord's violent revenge. And although they're only really good at getting into fights and stinking up Desmond's Escalade, they add plenty of comic relief to the adventure. As in Gavin's earlier novels, nothing much happens. The story is simple, but it takes a lot of crazy side trips, almost like the Mississippi Delta version of a Harold and Kumar movie. Unfortunately, though, in Nick and Desmond's third adventure, the usual formula doesn't feel quite as fresh and fun as it did before. The side trips often feel forced and unnecessary, and after a while, you'll just want the characters to get on with it already. But is it worth catching another ride with these Delta troublemakers? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Nick and Desmond make lovable leaders in their latest romp through the Delta. So while Nowhere Nice isn't quite as nice as Gavin's earlier novels, it still makes for an entertaining read. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Nowhere Nice by Rick Gavin is 282 eccentric but expected pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.